No, he's not. Come on. Come on. Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. and Mrs. Newbold, for letting me come and talk to you. It's a real pleasure. I'm John Beckerson from the Manx Heritage Foundation, and I wondered if you could just say in your full name, yes. Mr. Newbold, and date of birth.
My name's Frank Newbold, and I was born on 4th of July, 1935.
And I'm Christine, Frank's wife, born on the 24th of December, 1938.
May I call you Frank?
Yes, certainly.
That's fine.
Well, I understand that you have some pleasant memories of the Isle of Man and staying at the Waverley from a while back. I wondered if you could tell me your first trip to the Isle of Man, first maybe even going back to when you were planning it and how it all came about.
Well, obviously, when we decided we wanted to get married, a honeymoon came up where we were going to go. I wanted to go abroad. I'd never been abroad. And when it came down to it, we couldn't really afford to go abroad. So the next best thing was the Isle of Man.
Abroad at that time.
Us was abroad, especially as it was going to be the first time we'd ever flown. So it was quite an exciting event from many aspects. And the travel agents at the time, Dean and Dawson, I think they actually arranged the booking for us at the hotel. And well, they did. We left everything.
They were taken over by Thomas Cook.
Yeah. So that's how it came about.
That's how it came about. And it's really the first time we'd ever been to Yeadon. That's Yeadon Airport. First time we'd ever been to an airport. So everything was absolutely new to us. And exciting.
Yeah. Very different to what it is today,
yes,
the airport.
Yes, very, very different. We went in the Dakota, the DC-3, and when that sat on the apron, it had its tail down. Right, it wasn't horizontal. And so you got in at the back and you had to walk uphill into the plane.
The days when they came round with brown paper bags and barley sugars.
Yes, and we actually flew back from Ronald's Way in a, what was it, a de Havilland?
Just a single row of seats to either side.
I forget what they call the plane, it was a de Havilland, but it had four engines, but only a single row of seats at either side of the gangway. It just shows you how small it was. Oh, it was a Heron, de Havilland Heron. Yeah. So, you know, they're memorable.
But we were taken to the airport, weren't we, by your sister and her husband. And when we arrived at Ronald's Way, there was a bus, wasn't there, that took us into Douglas.
Oh, yes.
And there, when we got off the bus, or coach, I don't know, I think it was referred to, we got a taxi to the hotel. And because we were fairly late in arriving, it would be about 7:30 or something like that. Well, mealtime was over, but they did prepare a cold meal for us. That was waiting for us. Mm. So, but they were very precise about mealtimes. You know, there wasn't like it is today where breakfast is served between
so and so.
This time and that time. Then that was the meal time, and we were late, but it was fine. We enjoyed it.
Was that the two sisters that were the proprietresses, or don't you recall?
I don't recall that.
Everyone seemed very friendly, and I was quite impressed by the elegance of the place. Something that we'd not experienced before, had we?
Most unused to, yeah.
Most unused to.
What would your holidays have been up to that point? Would you have gone to a local resort? What was it like?
We, as a child, we used to go to Blackpool, and we used to stay in boarding houses there. At a time when my mum and dad, we would take our own food, and the landlady cooked it. I suppose during the end of, at the end of the war, you know, and rationing was still on. But
my family also went to Blackpool, and always stayed in boarding houses. But I can't remember that we ever did this home cooking. Meals were provided with the HP sauce bottle on the table, you know.
But I don't think I'd ever stayed in a hotel before.
No, we hadn't.
Certainly, I was very impressed with that one. And I remember feeling quite proud as we walked along because it seemed to look nicer than some of the others. You know, we're staying at this one.
And did you have to save up a lot for it, or did your mum pay, or family?
No, we had to pay for it ourselves, didn't we?
Yes.
In fact, working in the Inland Revenue, it was the year I got married, it was equal pay had just come in, and so I got quite a bit of back pay, which helped to pay for the reception, because to help my mum and dad out. But you paid for the honeymoon, didn't you? You paid.
Yeah, I think so, yes. And the, yes, I paid most of the things, didn't I?
Yes, yeah.
And did you plan it all quite carefully ahead of time, or?
Well,
oh yes, I think
this
so.
Envelope, this, it's a 15th of January when we got the brochure. So yes, I think we've been
6 months.
Six months, to sort it out. I don't think we would have known how to book a plane ticket if we hadn't have gone to somewhere like Dean and Dawson's. We wouldn't have known what to do, would we?
No.
In those days, because the thing is, people didn't fly.
No.
Christine worked in the same building that this travel agent, Dean and Dawson's.
Yes, Inland Revenue was on the top floors, and the shops and travel agents were down
because
below in the middle of Leeds.
1959. Hardly anyone visited travel agents anyway.
From
the outlying villages, you know, not being professional people.
So we thought we were being quite, can't think of the word.
Well, we were shoving the boat out.
Yes.
Or rather shoving the plane out, yeah.
So you went, did you go down and chat with the girls on your lunch hour at Dean and Dawson? Is that how you...
Well, it was lunchtime when I was in my lunch hour. I would nip down to the travel agents and arrange it with them, and then I had to go in and pay the deposit, and then, as you see from the receipt, paying that lump sum at the end, £22.
You see, Christine worked right in the city centre of Leeds at the time, and I was... Well, certainly not working in Leeds.
No.
So she'd be the one who could do it,
because yes.
You'd be at work.
Yes, I would put my hand in my pocket for the money, and she would do all the...
all the office work.
Yes.
So you mentioned the morning of the wedding, you'd opened the curtains.
It was a dreadful morning, yes, after, and it had been fine.
Yes.
For quite a while, which was a little disappointing. More from Christine's point of view, because it didn't really affect us chaps at that time, you know, well, a bit of rain. But, of course, she wouldn't want her hair wet or wet and everything else. But it fined up
it was lovely. Yeah.
Sort of halfway through the morning, didn't it? The sun came out for us. And
yes, it did. It never went in all week.
And so did you have like the wedding breakfast and then drive off with your relatives or...?
Well, we had...
It must have been more of a lunch, wasn't it?
It was lunch, yes. It would be lunch, and then we went back. Frank and I just left to go back home to get changed, and then we came back to say cheerio to everyone, and Frank's sister and her husband, they drove us to Yeadon Airport, which seemed to take us ages and ages to get there.
And that's Leeds Airport.
That's Leeds and Bradford.
Now Leeds and Bradford Airport. Yeah.
Yes.
But
and
at
the time, the toilets were outside, you know.
Yeah, at that time it really was more or less...
Very basic.
Two hangars and an office, you know.
Very basic.
Was it like RAF surplus or something?
Um,
or
Well, no, apparently there'd always been some sort of an aerodrome there, but really nothing to do with the RAF, I don't think.
So having been in the services, you'd be familiar with the aeroplanes and the
aviation. Yes, but I mean, I wasn't familiar with Dakotas and that sort of thing. I was familiar with the setup, but that wasn't the first time I'd flown. But although I probably did say that, it wasn't the first time I'd flown.
It was first time as a civilian.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And the only other time I'd flown was as strictly a passenger anyway.
So what was it like at the airport and everything? Did they look after you well and everything, or was it all a bit sort of rough and ready?
From what I remember, it was a bit of a rush for us to get there in time. And I know I remember going to the toilet, and that's why I remember it being outside in like a little cabin, and I'm trying to get rid of all this confetti. And then I think it was just a case of straight in, and there was none of the waiting around like you do today.
They probably only had two flights during the afternoon, so it would be an event anyway. You know, it wouldn't be all that busy. Facilities, quite honestly, I can't remember, but I'm sure they were fairly spartan, if there was any, you know.
Yeah. Certainly no restaurants and things like that.
And what was the flight like? Was there a nice view of the island coming down, or was it all cloudy? Do you remember? You may not, I don't know.
I don't remember.
I remember the Pennines. I remember seeing the Pennines. It was quite uneventful.
I think I held my breath all the way.
Coming back was a bit more memorable because it was rather bumpy.
Oh, it was.
And the stewardess came around with paper bags.
Yes. Yes.
Hopefully you were all right.
Yes, we were
yes,
all right.
Yes, yes, yes. But,
so you touched down at Rollsway. Mm. And what happened then? Did you have a car, a taxi, the bus?
There was a bus that...
There must have been fairly frequent coaches.
I think they were there to take lots of passengers. You know, they brought us into
Douglas. I remember
the
coach driver talking about some ferry bridge or other as we were driving into Douglas.
Just on the Castletown Road, Douglas.
Ferry bridge, yeah. Mm. Do you remember that?
Vaguely, not as well as you. But
did they drive along the promenade for you, or did you have to change at the bus station?
No, they drove. Area where there were boats.
Christine said that we took a taxi.
Yes, we did.
I don't. Quite honestly, I don't remember that.
Yes, the bus brought us to Douglas. Would it be where the boats come in? I think it's some central point
near the sea terminal.
Yes. And then we got a taxi because we had suitcases, and we didn't know exactly where the hotel was. I know I'd got very high heel shoes on, and
Taking taxis at that time would be, you know, not the norm.
Not the norm for us.
As far as we were concerned, being young people, you
only
know
go
mean.
On your honeymoon once, hopefully. So it was a case if you're going to do it, you do it well.
And would you have your luggage, or had it been sent on ahead?
Oh no, we had our luggage with
luggage
us.
Luggage with us.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I can't remember though. We collected it when we got there, can you?
No.
I can't remember the carousels.
You forgot to mention the photographer.
Oh yes, as we were getting off the plane, the photographer was taking everybody's photograph. I know it, and then we collected that. They were all on display when we were due to go home, and you collected and paid for them then, didn't you, if you wanted them?
Hmm.
That was something I didn't expect. But it was quite...
I think that sort of thing still happens, doesn't it?
I don't mean...
That's happened abroad, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, in some places. It's like a tourist thing, isn't it, if they want to make. But, I mean... Having seen the photograph, I mean, I only bought it because of the occasion, because I don't think it flattered either of us, really. But...
Okay, so I say.
Well, I know, Debbie was looking at it the other night and...
Coming for some ribald comments, yes.
Yeah. I still have that hat.
Well, she's very good at collecting and memorabilia, so that's the reason she still has that hat.
So I've got my wedding dress.
So I can just see you walking down Douglas Promenade and you'd have your best outfit on.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
How did you feel sort of, you know, coming up to the hotel? And?
I felt as though... It wasn't me. It was someone else doing this, because it was all so new to us, wasn't it? But we've stayed in many hotels since, and in no way has that hotel gone down in our estimation. It will always remain a good hotel, and I think we were very fortunate to choose that, because we'd no idea, really, had we?
Did they have, I don't think they had a Sergeant at Arms outside, did they? You know, the Waverley, but they did have hotel porters, etc.
Yes.
White jackets, yeah.
So you were too late for dinner that evening, and what did they do? You give you a tray or...
No, we actually went in the dining room, and there was a cold salad ready for us.
I remember they put another couple who must have been in a similar way to ourselves, missed the dinner, and we were sat at this table with this other couple, and one of the things I remember Christine asking me if I took if I took milk and sugar, you see, it was man and wife, and she's asking me if I took milk and sugar.
Which, it was silly, because I knew.
As it happened, the other two were also honeymooners.
Yes. In fact, we shared the table with them all week, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's the only time we saw them, meal times.
It's the only time they saw us as well.
Yes.
So it was a nice romantic time, obviously, as well. And
Yes. There were one or two incidents which we'll never forget.
The Isle of Man, I don't know what it's like now, not having been back, but it's a very... compact, but at the same time spacious island, and we really enjoyed getting around as best we could to the various Peel that you've mentioned, Ramsey, I remember.
We went up Snaefell, didn't we? We went to various glens.
Oh yes.
How did you get around? Did you hire a car or did you go?
Public transport. Those days.
Public transport.
And I think public transport would be adequate. You just didn't hire cars. I don't know whether they were available.
No. Well, cars were... I mean, in the village where in Methley, there were cars were very few and far between.
Well, yeah, you certainly knew if someone had a car, because it was that...
It was the same as telephones. Not everyone had a telephone then.
Well, I was mobile, of course, because... Well, I wasn't, because I got rid of it, but I used to have a motorbike, and that was the thing for young bloods in those days.
So, when you went up after dinner, did they give you a nice room? Can you remember what it was
like? Oh, I can remember what the room was like, yes.
Can you tell me all about it?
Yes, the room was, it was quite narrow. It was a double bed, but it was pushed, as you came in the door, the bed on the right-hand side was pushed against the wall. So you just had the space between the
bed. It wasn't very big.
But it must have been fairly long, because the wardrobes were beyond the bed, and there was a sink on the right-hand side. Then the dressing table as well was on the left-hand side, and the window was in the centre, and we had a front view. We requested a sea view.
The rooms didn't have private facilities.
No.
Like they have now.
In fact, the toilet, you went out of the bedroom door, quite a long walk down to your right, And then it was just round this other corridor. And I used to hate it on a night. Walking along, thinking, well, what if you see somebody, you know, and there's someone there already.
Not having known anything different, yeah. It was all very acceptable.
But the room, it was quite pleasant. I mean, we thought it was all right.
Yeah,
fine.
It was okay. We were on our honeymoon, so who cares, you know. But it was a nice hotel.
Yeah.
I think for another 2 and 6 a night, we could have had a double fronted or
a bay window
room, like, you know.
Yeah.
So you just had the narrow room.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they must have been trying to fit as many sea views as possible at the
yes.
front, maybe.
Yes.
What was it? I mean, how did it compare to back home? Did you think it was about the same, or not so nice, or nicer than what you know in terms of the comfort?
The terms of the comfort. Oh well, I mean, I'd always been used to sharing a room with my sisters, so. I think it was a little bit better.
Oh yes,
it was certainly better.
Well
than
above standard too.
What we were used to. Yes. I mean, the fact that they came and turned the bed covers down each day, I mean, that was something we didn't really expect, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
What about you, Frank, back home? I mean, were you sort of sharing a room with your brother?
Oh, no, I had my own
bedroom. He's the youngest.
I was the youngest, and the brother and sister had left home by then. So I had my own room. But furnishing wise, the hotel was well up to better than the standard than I was used to.
Oh,
you
yes.
didn't have like a wireless or in the room or anything like that,
no,
did
they? No, there was nothing, no television, no tea
nothing
and coffee
to distract
making
us.
Oh, I don't know, the window cleaner.
Oh yes, the window cleaner appeared. Yes, at some inappropriate moment.
I mean, we were quite high up, yes, and suddenly there was this chap. Yes, it was quite embarrassing.
But we won't go into that.
We'll leave that to your imagination.
It's almost like a joke, isn't it, that the window cleaner appeared? I mean, you don't think they do in real life.
Oh, but he did.
I bet you must have been quite...
Yes.
So, were you on the first or the second floor?
I don't remember, but looking at that photograph of the, that drawing of the millions.
I reckon the other day when I was looking at this that I knew which one it was.
She
I reckon
it was one of these.
I above. Reckon it was one of that one.
Oh, one of those.
It didn't have two windows, it just had the one. So I reckoned it was that one because I was saying, well, what was it, this window cleaner? Well, there must have been a ledge or something there that he was walking
well,
on.
Well, I don't know, but it wasn't an apparition.
No,
sure.
It wasn't.
Shades of George Formby.
So they kept it clean.
Yes, Shades of George Formby.
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
But,
I mean, in the evening and things like that, you know, would you have time just to go? Would you be going out? Or obviously, were you just...
We went
exploring.
We went for there was a garden area, some nice gardens nearby.
We weren't.
We walked in.
We weren't really a couple for dancing, and which was very popular at that time. I've been looking at the brochures since, and I thought, wow, look, there's Ivy Benson in a band and. Sid Phillips and people like that who I knew then and I know now, but at the time it didn't seem to interest me very much.
We met playing tennis, didn't we?
We went to the cinema, we saw
Gigi, yes.
Yes. On its premiere in Douglas.
Yeah.
They seemed to have a film for a season in those days.
Yes, there was, wasn't there? It's...
Yeah, it was on for many weeks, the same film. And I don't remember now, but there must have been quite a number of cinemas.
Yeah, about half a dozen.
Mm.
I remember Frank running out of socks at the end of the week and having to go buy some in Woolworths.
Well, I mean...
Haven't packed enough.
I know she's in the...
Mother looked after those sort of things.
Yeah. It said, you know, boots to be left outside for the shoe black. I mean, did they have that in your time? Did they polish your shoes for you? Or?
Oh, yes, they would have done that. I don't know whether you actually had yours polished, but yeah, you could see shoes left outside on the night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's happened since, anyway.
Yes. We've come across that in the Lake District, haven't we, where the...
Yes, in fact, one famous occasion, getting away from...
In the Lake District.
We were in the Lake District, this very nice hotel, and...
I hadn't left my shoes outside.
Christine had walked all day in these shoes, and unfortunately they were in a decrepit state by the time she finished, to say that they'd got holes in them. And the next morning, lo and behold, we found
these
shoes
had been...
They'd been
in my room taking the shoes because I hadn't put them out
and cleaned them. And cleaned them up for her, you know.
Lovely.
But yes, they did clean shoes. Yeah. It was very proper, very sort of...
It was, I thought at the time, wow, this is a little bit staid.
It was very proper... But comfortable, nice. And you knew where you were.
What sort of things were a little bit stayed about it? For you as a young man, would you have thought?
Well, having just come out of the RAF, you know, it was... There was still a sense of discipline.
I think with
around,
the males, wasn't it?
You know, and one mustn't transgress. Not actually walk around in tiptoe, but with a little decorum, you know.
It's not the sort of place you would go walk around the hotel in shorts, or...
No, no.
You had to be dressed...
Dressed,
well, yeah.
Colour and tie job
for dinner.
Certainly for dinner, oh yes.
And the food was nice. I think you were always impressed with breakfast, weren't
you?
Oh,
I was, yes, because I always... considered breakfast very important, and by job it was important there, because you got everything like kidneys and
kippers.
Of course Manx kippers, but that was the norm if you wanted it. By job, I wanted it, yes.
Yeah. Porridge.
I mean the fresh air, and did you find it was very different, you know, to back home in terms of like the... You know, did you have... I've heard of smogs and things like that would happen, and with the coal burning. Would you have that back home in Leeds?
It was on its way out in 1959. In the mid-50s, yes, we had some terrible smogs.
Yes, but that would be autumn, winter time.
Yeah, just in the winter.
During the summer, it would be no different to anywhere else.
No. I remember going up to the top of Snaefell, and we were wearing summer clothes.
Found it very bracing.
And it was very cold up there.
What other things did you strike you about the Isle of Man? It's like, cool, this is different from home. You know, what might have gone through your mind, and if anything?
I think the very fact that you could go around it in such a short time, and that you get from place to place so quickly.
But
we liked Peel, didn't we?
Yes. We did like Peel. I've got to sort of differentiate one from another in my mind now, because it's all sort of rolling into one. But yes,
the castle at
Peel,
isn't there? Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
And would you be one more for the outside sort of pursuits, or would you like the cinemas and dancing?
No, we didn't like the dancing. We liked the cinemas. Always had done, but we were tennis enthusiasts.
Although we didn't play in the winter.
We didn't play any tennis while we were there. I don't know why we didn't.
Well, we just didn't know what to do about taking
rackets. We thought
we'd
be fully occupied with other things.
Well, we went round the island. We saw as much as we could. The Laxey Wheel, and we went to Ramsey, didn't we?
Yeah.
Peel.
Apparently, Castletown used to be the capital, didn't it?
A long time ago, yeah.
It used to be the capital of the Isle of Man, and then it changed from Castletown to Douglas. Mm. There must have been a little bit of friction at the time, but I can't really remember Castletown.
No, I can't.
Is Castletown in the middle of the island?
It'll be towards the south, not far from the airport.
Oh, right.
I think we must have taken an organised trip from the hotel one day, because I seem to remember people telling us...
I'm picking up on the microphone, by the way, the folder, the paper. Sorry. I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
I seem to remember the driver pointing out bends that the TT races and the dangerous...
Yes, that was another feature.
With yourself being interested in motorbikes,
yes.
Would you?
Yes. Yes, that was another feature which I've forgotten entirely about. Because it was a big thing in those days, TT.
Mm.
And I was interested in motorbikes like most of the lads. And yes, it was... In fact, I was very impressed with the TT course at the time. I thought, how the hell do they do those speeds on these roads?
And where do the spectators go? I can't remember us doing much in the way of shopping, like we do today.
Well, no, we hadn't much in the way of money, I mean, basically.
That's it, yes. We were living it up, really, but when we came back, we came home down to earth, weren't we?
Yes. Yeah.
But so would you have a certain amount per day that you'd let yourself spend, or would you be, you know, thinking, well, I've got this for the week? And
hard to say.
We must have had some money left, because we bought the photographs on our way home, didn't we?
Yeah. We've always been reasonably able to manage our money, so I don't think it presented any problems.
No.
Just thinking about going to the Isle of Man as a whole, would either of you have known friends or people on your street who would have gone to the Isle of Man, or was it quite rare for Leeds folk to go?
It would be very rare.
Say Leeds, you know what I mean?
Yeah, very rare.
The only person I knew that had been was an aunt of mine who'd gone over with two friends when she was in her teens, and that was a long time.
The funny thing is...
But I didn't know anyone else.
In later years, my mum and dad went 2 or 3 times on the boat to the Isle of Man for a week or a fortnight. And we were certainly the first in our family ever to go there. So we must have passed on something favourable, because they went 2 or 3 times, and it was quite a trip for elderly couples on the boat, which could be quite rough at times, I'm told.
I think they would have gone back some time ago, but from what I recall, every time we tried to find out how much it would cost us to go today, and then you think, well, you can go to the warm sunshine for less.
The thing is, we would always want to fly.
Yes.
We wouldn't want to be bothered with the boat or the coach, you know. And... We'd certainly, if and when we go again, we'll certainly fly.
Yes.
Won't we?
Oh, yes.
No doubt about
it. Oh, I must go again. And I would like to think we could get there this year.
I know, it's always trying to make sure the money isn't... It's an internal problem, isn't it?
But I think another thing that's stopped us is we've been looking for this hotel. And
yes.
The tourist board have sent us brochures, but that hotel has not been in it.
Whether it is now.
But
quite a number of occasions we've had the brochures from the tourist board and gone through them and said, this looks very much like it. But of course,
there's so many
one hotel looks rather the same as another, doesn't it? It doesn't have the name.
When they're in the terraces. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Were they, by the way, I mean, you both went to Blackpool a few times. I mean, what did you think of the Isle of Man, like, overall, the atmosphere and the quality? Was it better, worse?
Much better.
Yes.
I mean, we went to Blackpool because that's where our parents took us.
Everybody went to Blackpool.
But
we went there as kids, of course. We are children, young people. We didn't go as adults to Blackpool.
We just went for the day once, didn't we?
Yes. Blackpool was not our cup of tea, but we found that Douglas certainly wasn't like that, and Douglas was probably the liveliest place in the Isle of Man, so that places like Peel would be much quainter, quieter, and to our taste, quite frankly.
I think if we had a drink, it was in the hotel, wasn't it? We didn't go into the
pubs. We didn't frequent the... We didn't, anyway. We didn't do it at home, so we wouldn't do it on holiday.
So you, if you had a drink, it would be the, just a treat, the odd drink?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. So that's interesting, because I think some people would be... I mean, I heard that, like, on Scotch Week, they'd be drinking their way all over on the boat. You know, but from when you came, from where you came from, that was not so much your in your background.
No.
Well,
a bit of beer.
I mean, my dad used to enjoy a pint. Yeah,
we both know what drinking is all about from living in mining communities. But drinking was always carried out at weekends anyway. And wasn't our cup of tea, pardon the pun.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, so you said the hotel would have a bar?
Oh, there was a bar.
Yes. Yeah, we think we'd be, you know, very much, although I was 24 at the time, I would still think, wow, I'm grown up now, you know.
Was it 21 you had to be in those days to go in? I'm not sure.
To go into
a bar, or was it the young men would not?
I was 18.
Yeah.
I don't know whether the same applied in the Isle of Man.
And I heard that there would be sort of some drinks that the ladies would drink in those days, and the men would have a very different drink. Is that true? You know, the sort of port and lemon and baby shampoo. Oh, did you laugh at that?
The baby sham was
quite prolific.
Yes,
drink.
Yes.
Shandies. Dubonnet at the time.
Yeah. Advocat.
The fellas all always drank beer and that was it.
Mm. Yes, we weren't into drinking gins and whiskies and things like that. Were we?
No.
And I was intrigued because I was really impressed, just going back a bit further, to how you remembered the look and the feel of the bedroom and stuff like that. What other impressions and memories do you have of the hotel, of like the look and feel and the, you know, was it all dark inside, was it cheerful and light? What was it like?
It wasn't, the front, I remember the front being sunny, the like a lounge area, but the dining room was...
quite baronial.
Yes, there was no sunlight in there. That was a bit dark.
In fact, the whole ground floor
and the furnishings
was baronial, you know.
The furnishings, it was dark wood, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
well, classy, as I thought at the time, classy.
Yeah.
But your room would be sunny, that you like that?
Yes, the room was very light and sunny. But yes, I can remember exactly where all the furniture was. I can remember
things
like that.
Was it fitted carpets?
Yes. Oh, yes, it was fitted carpets.
It was. Mm. A lot of the boarding houses wouldn't.
No, I
remember the fitted carpets feeling quite plush underfoot.
Yes.
I mean, we didn't have fitted carpets at home.
No.
And could you ring if you wanted someone to come to your room, or was that not? They wouldn't. Have
oh, I believe you could, you but could. We certainly wouldn't do that.
No, we wouldn't have known. No. I mean, things are... We would today.
We weren't
used to that kind of...
Pretty young and foolish at the time, and...
We just weren't used to that
people,
standard of living, were we?
People are much more sophisticated today at 20 years old than we were.
Well, to put it a bit clearer for you, 2 weeks, my parents moved house 2 weeks before we got married, and the house that we left... had no hot water. It had an outside toilet across the yard. It was an old farm cottage. And it had only recently, well, within the last 4 or 5 years, had electricity put in. Uh-huh. The only means of getting washed in the house was at a stone sink. And it was one of these big old-fashioned ranges. and there was just the one big room, the kitchen, one big bedroom, and our bedroom was part of a landing. So coming from that, and going and stay, and then they went into a brand new council house. So, but even so, it was very recent in my mind, leaving the cottage, and then going to somewhere like the Nones Waverley. Goodness me, it was. This is what I didn't feel as though it was me. But I think having worked in the civil service and met a lot of people there, who obviously had a lot more money than my parents had had, and I'd listened to what they had to say about things. I thought, well, I wouldn't mind that. And we sort of, over the years, we've left that sort of background behind, haven't we?
Well, let's say that probably the Milne Waverley was our first taste of affluence.
Yes. Well, I think it probably influenced us a great deal.
Yeah.
And to what we like and...
Shades of Macmillan, you've never had it so good. You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, that period did come shortly after you were married.
Yeah.
We were only talking about this last night with our son. When we got married and we moved into our first house, although we did live with my mum and dad for 9 months, it was a brand new house, which cost £1,500. And even so, the step that we had made, we'd got it carpeted, furnished, new furnishings. To look at my mum's house, we'd made a great big step. And talking to Howard last night, we decided that that kind of step will never be made again. Because our children, they got married and they got into, you know, fitted carpets and furnished and everything. And there's no distinction between their home and ours, and yet the distinction between our first home and our parents was vast.
So it was a real time of change in the country and in your own lives.
Yeah,
that's right.
That you came.
Yeah. And yes, definitely.
And so presumably that would be reflected in the sort of holidays you'd take later on, and the things when you'd like to maybe go somewhere more adventurous.
Yes.
Where else did you start to explore? Was it quite soon afterwards, or would you be motor car holidays, or
no? At
different
first,
places in England.
We spent
a lot of time
in the Lake District. We used to go up there. Oh, our children knew all the holiday
talking place. About being sophisticated. Our holiday home in the Lake District was a farmhouse. There weren't even any carpets at all. It was just bare floor.
No curtains at the windows.
No
light shades.
Absolutely Spartan.
It was miles.
What an absolutely idyllic area. And that's all that mattered. It didn't matter about the Spartan.
You didn't see anybody. You know, you just... I don't know whether you know, you won't know the Lake District, with you? It's you'll have heard of Helvellyn. Well, it was in the valley down from Helvellyn. It was just the one cottage in the whole valley.
Well, it was a farmhouse.
It was a farmhouse. It was built in the 1600s.
But anyway...
But we loved it, though.
That was the sort of holiday which we
tended to take.
And
our children were at home.
And purely because, really, with two children, you couldn't afford to go abroad. And then, of course, when things got easier for us, then we started to think about abroad. And the first time we went abroad was to...
Austria.
And...
when do you think would that have been?
Pardon?
That was in 1967.
Quite
early. So that's another... Yeah, eight years on. Mm.
But that's because we went there then because Frank's sister and her husband took our two children away for a week. And so we had that freedom to go abroad, just the two of us. But we didn't go abroad again until quite a long time. It was in the 70s then, wasn't it, before we went again?
Spain and Mallorca.
Spain, and then we went to Russia and Central Asia. been to the States a couple of times. We've done a fair bit since. Mm-hmm.
So you've really seen quite a lot of the different...
Yes.
I meant to ask you before, just going back to the Waverley, was it, you mentioned that it was a quite proper...
Yes.
I mean, the meals, was it strict? I mean, was there like a gong or something that would go and you'd have to come to meals?
Yes, there was. I mean, if you look in that little, you can see the meal times. Early morning tea 8, dressing bell 8:30, because breakfast was served at 9, and so you were expected to be there. Lunch 1:30.
You didn't get it, and that was it.
Lunch 1:30, and afternoon tea 3:30 to 4. And
then
dinner at 6:30.
Would you stay in for lunch or would you get a picnic normally?
I think we did both, didn't we?
Yes, we did both, yeah.
We did both. Depending on what our plans were for the day, if we were going out for the day, then we got a picnic lunch.
I wish I could remember more of the staff. But, I can just remember this jolly porter type chap. In his white coat, which it seemed to see a lot of him, didn't we?
Yes.
He looked after you well then.
Yes. Oh, there was no.